Hey, it's Ricky Piven.
And Rena Faye Piven, and we're back with episode 30, Stupid Relationship Quotes.
You're listening to The Rira Show.
Sex, horror, life.
So my guess by your face and your laughing is you forgot that the scream was in the theme song.
I couldn't even get, I had to fucking, we just did like three takes on the high.
On the intro.
Serena Faye Piven, and I'm like, we're bringing it on back. Yeah. F1.
Yeah, we forgot how to do
like
this.
Three fucking times.
It's okay, it's been a while. We haven't done an episode in like a month and a half. So, yeah.
Kind of been on a little bit of a hiatus.
Yeah. We've been busy doing nothing.
Yeah, usually we're like, we've been so busy, guys. We're back. We've been doing all this stuff.
Yeah. It's winter. We've literally just been playing video games and watching TV. Like
playing Skyrim.
Yeah.
That's it.
My wife got me Skyrim for Christmas, which is an awesome Christmas gift, until we figured out that she also likes it, and now we're both pushing 30 hours in the game,
at least.
Oh, yeah. Like, the difference is, well, granted, I have to sleep at night, is that you stay up until, like, 5 in the morning playing, but
I've
then you can sleep.
I've only done that twice.
Yeah.
Maybe 3 times.
But when I play, I'll get up at like 6 o'clock in the morning and then play all day. So it's the same, just different parts of the day.
It's the same.
Yeah, it's an addiction. It happens. It's a fucking cool game. And it's old, but we like it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty awesome. Anyway,
Plus, I've been doing another podcast, too, so I've been busy with that.
Yeah, you can talk a little bit about
that. I've been doing The Hall of Geeks. I don't know if we'll have the same kind of cross-pollination with our Rira listeners, but we talk about geeky shit.
Well, you probably won't.
Nope.
Because that is a podcast
for geeky
for
people.
Nerds, by nerds, and everybody who listens to the Rira Show wants to listen to the details about how I give you a blowjob.
Yes.
So, yeah, probably
But some
listeners.
Of them might be nerds without, you know, someone
nerds.
Else to do stuff
nerds
with. So they're
like
I want to listen.
Jobs.
Yes. So, but no, you can look for Hall of Geeks on Facebook and on iTunes. We'll have a website eventually.
Really, that what I just said doesn't make sense.
Not at all.
What the fuck nerd wouldn't like a blowjob?
Right?
Anyway.
Nerds that are dating someone with braces.
So, anyway. Welcome to the
Rira
Show to episode 30. If you don't know, you are listening to the show where me and my husband talk in great detail about our life and our sex life and the sex lives of others.
And it's 30. That's essentially most months. That's a full month of episodes. You can listen to like one a day.
Yeah, actually.
Pretty sweet.
So if you are a new listener, we would love to have new listeners. Please feel free to check out our iTunes feed and go back. And don't forget to subscribe. Please leave us a review.
Yes, and email us. You'll find out that info at the end. But we like getting topics sent to us. So,
getting back on track now of, you know, our episodes. And we're going to get back on the track of trying to put one out every week. We have a great topic for you this evening.
Yeah, so just a warning, if you're offended by language, don't fucking listen to this show.
Yeah, don't. Do not shut this shit off right now.
We have some pretty fucking dumb relationship memes to talk about.
If you're listening to this show at work,
put some headphones on.
Put some fucking headphones on, because it is not appropriate if there are other people there. Okay, so first meme.
Kay.
Would you like to go first, or would you like to
Sure, I'll go first with a racist-sounding
and
one.
We've just found these. We basically went through using internet search engines, Tumblr, and Facebook.
Yeah.
And found the most fucking ridiculous relationship memes and quotes that we possibly could.
Yeah, and it's stuff like most people, like us, will post loving relationship memes. And then we have these other people that post just crazy shit. All so right. We decided we're going to read some.
So go ahead.
So I got one. Bitches be making niggas wait 90 days to fuck when God made Earth in 7 days. So you think your pussy better than heaven. That's a meme, and there's a
God picture, made Earth in 7 days.
Yeah, and so there is a picture of a man making a face of disgust on here too. What you
but
got?
Really, God made Earth in 7 days.
Yeah, well, according to the Bible, it's like 7 days or whatever. But still,
is it really? Because I was like,
yeah, it's like
that,
on the seventh day, God created man, or
something.
That whole
like meme
that.
Was funny to me because I was like, who the fuck knows how long it took God to make Earth? But I guess if the Bible says it, then whatever.
Yeah, it's making,
I don't
it's
read
making
the Bible,
fun of,
so I don't fucking know.
It's making fun of women holding sex back by essentially saying, my pussy's better than heaven and earth because I'm holding it for longer than it took God to make this place. It's crazy.
All right.
And racist. What all you right. got?
So, this one. I'm not the perfect girlfriend. I'll yell at you. Get jealous, be stubborn, overthink, get insecure, but I'll love you better than anyone.
That sounds like a terrible relationship.
That sounds,
who would want to fucking deal with that?
That sounds fucking rough, man.
Yeah, who would want to fucking deal with a bitch constantly,
basically,
daily?
Basically, this meme states that there is only, like, one positive thing against, like, four fucking other horrible, horrible parts in the relationship.
Yeah.
So there's more worse than there is good, but she'll love you better than anyone.
Yeah.
And it also says that, well, how the fuck is she supposed to love you better than anyone by being stubborn,
if she
a jealous ass
like,
motherfucking bitch?
Right? If she treats you like fucking shit, how is she gonna love you better than anybody else? When someone else that wouldn't treat you like that would probably be better.
Well, I don't know. That's a good question, but apparently this next meme will explain that.
All right.
If a female really cares about you, of course she will get upset over little things. And if you can't handle that, you deserve a hull.
That doesn't even make any sense.
Bitch,
you deserve
I'm gonna be a
hug.
Motherfucking psycho.
Yeah.
And if you don't like it, you can't handle that, then fuck
you'll
you.
Get a hoe.
You deserve a hoe.
Yeah.
So basically, you have two choices. Be with a psycho-ass bipolar bitch.
Yeah.
Or be with a fucking hoe. There's no in-between. Motherfucker, welcome to the real world.
Yeah. Ridiculous.
Make your choice
just
wisely.
Deal with a shitty life. All right, I got one. Don't force them to love you. Force them to leave you. And whoever insists to stay is the one who truly loves you. So don't treat the person you're with good. Treat them like dog shit.
Absolute
and
fucking
so everyone you
hell.
Date, everyone you date, treat them like shit. And the one that stays is the one that really loves you.
That's real love.
That's
man.
Real love. Just be a asshole.
Do everything
complete
that you
asshole.
Fucking can. Cheat on them.
Yeah, cheat on them. Beat them up.
Beat the
fucking
shit out of them.
Steal
their
money and
steal
shit.
Their shit.
And if she stays, or he stays, that's the one that you should be with.
That's the one.
Yeah.
And then you can be nice after that.
Yeah. No, you gotta continue
being mean.
Or maybe
you shouldn't, because
you're just gonna continue being mean.
Because then you just found out that it's okay to do that.
Yeah.
Alright. So this one is... It's kind of, the whole thing about it is that the picture makes it. The meme says, never make her feel unwanted, but the picture is a girl that's dressed in lingerie, like around the corner of a wall, kind of with a sad face, like she's hiding. And the guy is around the corner in the other room playing a video game. Never make her feel unwanted. Bitch, because he's playing a fucking video
yeah.
game? Like, the fuck? The fuck
also,
are you thinking?
Also, she's hiding. If she walks in front of him in lingerie, if he's anything like me or any other,
if he is a man,
any other guy,
he's a human man.
He will pause the game so he doesn't lose his spot. Go fuck her, and then go back to his game.
Even if he's in the middle of like a fucking boss fight.
Yeah.
Like it does not matter.
Yeah. Like that's crazy. That's her. That's a person just saying, "Oh, he doesn't want me because he's busy playing video games." Well, make him want you.
Bitch, you ain't into nerds. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Also, if you're into someone who plays a lot of video games, try playing video games with them. That's what we do. We play video games together, and it works perfectly fine.
It works fine for us, but it doesn't work well for other bitches.
No.
That's just not
those
a
are
thing.
Girls that don't understand video games, though.
Well, there's a difference between not understanding video games and not being interested in even trying video games at all.
Right.
I mean, you could totally figure a video game out without understanding it.
Right.
But you have to want to play it.
Right.
And FYI, it's fucking fun.
It's fun. There's a reason why video games have been around since, like,
you
the
70s. You can play video games while having sex.
Yeah. We've seen videos of people doing it.
Yes. Do it at the same fucking time. Try it. It's fun.
Yeah.
So stop making these stupid-ass fucking memes and don't make her feel unwanted and all that other bullshit.
Yeah.
Come on.
I got one.
Okay.
A jealous girlfriend is a faithful girlfriend. If she doesn't get jealous when someone has your attention, it's because someone else has hers.
Oh my god.
Like, do these people just, like, hate their lives when they write these things? They're just like, she is, you know, she's jealous, which means she is faithful. If she's not jealous, that means she's banging around.
You can tell who obviously makes most of these memes. It's insecure females who make most of these memes.
Oh, yeah.
Because they figure if they fucking make a meme about their psychotic, insecure feelings and 1,000 other people like it and share it, then that means that it's justified. It's okay. And that's why all of these dumbass fucking memes are showing up on the internet.
Yeah.
Because it justifies somebody's psycho fucking feelings.
Well, and people share it on Facebook expecting comments back so they can go, yeah, that's right. I said something good. That's right. Men are dogs. It's crazy.
Yeah, not you. Like 99.9% of all these memes are made by females because they're about guys.
Yeah, oh yeah.
That's the thing. You hardly ever see any of these memes that are from a guy's point of view.
Other than that one about bitches holding their pussy for 90 days.
Right. I mean, that one, he was obviously like trying to be funny.
Yeah.
You know, which he succeeded.
Yeah.
But these other ones, these girls make, that they're fucking serious.
Oh yeah.
You know, there are females out there that honestly believe in their minds that the right fucking guy is the guy who will treat them like a queen and that they can fucking walk on like a doormat.
Right.
And that is the way that it should be. And if it's not that way, oh, he can't handle it. He deserves a hoe!
Listen, I can name at least 3 or 4 people that I've been with that are like that.
We won't name any names, but...
No.
Yes.
Yes, definitely. Yes. One of them post shit like this.
Yeah, they do.
But it's weird that, like, people can't treat other people good. They expect to just be like these memes.
Yeah.
What do you got now?
All right, so... Are you ready for this one?
Yes.
You're really going to have to expand your mind, because I don't know if I did enough. Trust me, once she gets comfortable, shit gets real. You think thoughts are fun? Wait till you got a bitch who's gonna do it all for you and only you. You ain't never gonna worry about them hoes again. She's gonna put the moves on you once she knows it's official.
What does that even mean?
Somebody please fucking explain that to me. Anybody out there can comprehend the level of fuckery that meme means. I would love to hear about it.
All it sounds like is that if you make it official, then she's gonna love you.
And what the fuck is a thought anyway? Like, it's like, I know it's supposed to be like a ratchet ass bitch or whatever, but who the fuck came up with that word? Thought. THOT. thought.
That's terrible. It's terrible.
What is happening right
now? It's terrible.
All right. Are you ready for the next one?
Yes.
If your girlfriend be on your ass about lil shit, she really care about you and y'all relationship.
First of all, there's a theme with the bad English and all these memes. Second of all, that just sounds like a bitch that, like, is aggravating and on your case all the time and, like, just not being in a good relationship.
It's the same, like, there's a theme. There's a theme here, and it's that these girls are making memes to justify that it's okay to be a fucking raging cunt.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's all probably made by bitches.
That she cares. If she's a bitch to you,
that's how you know she cares.
Feel like shit and loathe every single day of your life, she must love you.
Yeah. She's doing something right. You're doing a good job.
Like, the best part about these memes that can't be captured by us talking about it is that the pictures that go along with these memes are like these so just such little cute fucking couples pictures of these, like, you know, this really cute couple that's like cuddling and kissing.
Not a couple of someone yelling at
them. It looks like the sweetest fucking thing in the world, and then basically above it says, if she's a fucking cunt, she loves you.
Yeah. Crazy. Absolutely crazy.
Okay. So, now there's this one. It says, true, or I think it's supposed to, basically it's like a truth thing, whatever. If she flinches when you go to put your arm around her, someone else's hand once wasn't so sweet. If she questions you, someone else lied to her. If she doesn't tell you things, someone else once betrayed her secrets. Behind every cranky, complicated girl or girl who is scared to love is a girl who is tired of being broken.
It's just someone trying to justify them being bitchy.
Or a fucking cunt.
Yeah, it's them trying to justify their bitchiness.
Like, I understand the person's point of view who wrote that. Like, I understand that they're trying to say, oh, girl, if she doesn't want to get close, it's because she got hurt. But you can't be like, oh, if she is a fucking, you know, cray-cray, it's because she got hurt and you should feel bad for her.
Yeah.
That is just, no, that's not okay.
No.
That's not this is not the way the human mind is supposed to work in harmony with nature and in relationships. In case y'all didn't know, that's why we're fucking going through these things, because there could even be a lot of females who are listening to this right now and they're like, shit, you probably, if you posted one of these memes, you need to rethink your fucking life, because it is just not okay. If guys were posting memes like this about females, you would be so fucking pissed off, because in your eyes, a guy is supposed to be like, you're my baby, you're my queen, I would do anything for you. And if he's not doing that, then he doesn't make the fucking cut. But if you don't fucking treat him like that, then just fucking think about it.
Yeah.
Don't use excuses. Don't use sappy ass excuses for acting like a thought.
Crazy. Crazy.
Okay, so the next one is, I love a nigga who can put me in my place. Push me to the wall and tell me, lose my fucking attitude. Don't ignore my arguments. Argue back. Show me those long ass text snapping, call me snapping. I love it. I'm a strong-minded, stubborn, bipolar ass female with a smart ass mouth. You better put my ass in check. What?
I'm a bitch. Please yell at me. Please treat me like shit, because I'm gonna treat you like
shit. I have a mental disorder. Yeah. So I was saying, I have a mental disorder. You fucking love it. You know you love it. You should love it.
Put me in my place. Do it.
I'm also a strong, stubborn ass female, and you should throw me against a fucking wall, nigga.
Yeah. Beat me. Beat me.
Oh, God. I can't even handle it.
I got one that's not as dirty, but I have one. She doesn't say, I love you like a normal person. Instead, she'll laugh, shake her head, give you a little smile, and say, you're an idiot. If she tells you you're an idiot, you're a lucky man. That's mean. It's like, just, you pretty much make fun of someone.
Yeah.
Call them an idiot and stuff like that, you know? That's like just calling them dumb. It's not nice.
No.
That wouldn't make you a lucky man. That would make you someone who gets made fun of by the person that's supposed to love you. That's mean. And I've been there. I've been made fun of many times.
Aww.
It's not fun.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. It's not your fault. You don't make fun of me. You talk about poop with me.
We said that we weren't going to go there.
All right. We won't go there.
We fucking said it. I told you, motherfucker. We're sitting on the couch tonight, and we're like, well, all right, you want to do the Rio show? And he was like, yeah, we'll do the Rio show. I was like, well, what do you want to talk about? I don't know. I was like, all right, well, I'll come up with some topics and we'll fucking talk about this shit. And I said, we're not talking about poof legs.
You can't even say it.
Oh my God. Stop it. And he was like, Why can't we should talk about poop legs? And then, what did you say? Something about...
You called me poof legs, and I said, no, you're poof
legs.
I would be poop, because I'm bigger than you.
And then I said, stop it right now, because we're not talking about that on the show.
And now we're talking about it.
Look what fucking happened!
Give me a kiss. What do you got for another meme?
That's it.
That's all you got?
That's all I got. What do you got?
That's it. I ran out way
fucking
before you did.
Flex.
I got poofleks.
Tell everyone what a fucking poofleck is since you fucking explained this shit to me the other night.
Well, we were talking.
Driving, and I was fucking hyperventilating in the car. I almost fucking opened the door and just tucked and rolled because I couldn't catch my breath.
We were talking about how comfortable we are in a relationship and how it's the most comfortable we've ever been because we can talk about farting and poop and fart in front of each other and stuff. And then I brought up, somehow, I brought up, you have to watch out for the poo flex. And you're like, what the fuck is a poo flex? And I was like, that's when someone doesn't wipe properly and they fart. And a little bit of poo flex come out in the fart. And you're like, what the fuck is that?
Like air particles?
Yeah, like air particles, but they're poo flex. And I was like, that's how you give people pink eye. If you fart on their pillow, bare ass, you're going to put poo flex all over their pillow. And when they go to lay down and sleep, they'll put their eyes in said poo flex and get pink eye.
You're welcome, everyone. You're welcome.
You love me. And it's funny. It wouldn't be fun if we weren't immature about stuff.
Oh, we are very mature.
Yes, we are.
Very mature for our ages. Absolutely. We're very mature in our marriage, and we're obviously very comfortable.
Yes, which is nice. It's nice to be comfortable.
There was a fucking meme, another meme that I saw earlier on Facebook that was two Barbie dolls. It was a Barbie and a Ken doll. And, you know, they're all like, you know, they look like brand new dolls. Mm-hmm. Little bleach blonde Barbie with the Ken doll. And it said, after first getting together. And then the other picture said, after together for a year. And it was the Barbie sitting on the toilet naked with her hair all fucking messed
yeah,
up.
I've seen that.
And the Ken doll fucking, I don't know what the fuck he was doing. He was at the sink being disgusting. And I was like, oh my God, that hit home. I'm not going to post this.
Yeah.
And now I just told everyone.
Now you told everybody.
It's really funny.
It's okay. It's nice to be comfortable. It's nice to not be embarrassed to be yourself with the person that you're in love with.
Yeah.
Even if it includes poo flex and...
If you're going to the bathroom and I'm brushing my teeth or something, yeah. Or brushing their teeth.
It's cool.
Oh yeah, yeah.
That's
zero fucks.
Relationship goals for people who have bad relationships. Just you have to be comfortable.
Stop looking at all these fucking stupid ass memes.
Yeah.
To find fucking good quotes about how you feel about relationships. You want a good fucking relationship goal? Make your relationship goal to be to take a fucking shit while your partner's in the shower. There's a fucking relationship goal.
Be comfortable enough and in love enough where it doesn't matter.
Real love status.
Yes. It's great.
Terrible.
It's okay. We have fun.
So, are we gonna get on this fucking nerdy shit right now?
Deathgasm.
Oh, I was like... You want me to say it? He pointed at me and leaned in real quick. I was like, oh shit, I missed my cue.
We watched a movie called Deathgasm.
And who's the director?
The director is, no clue, Jason Lee Howden is a director. He directed, the hell was it, Wormwood and How to Survive the Zombie Holocaust. Those are the other two movies he's directed.
Was that the movie that you and I started watching?
We started watching Wormwood, and that was fucking weird because it was like a zombie virus that made everyone kind of crazy at the same time, but there was like no story going on. And
that one was weird, and like...
They were breathing, like a gas.
To me, it wasn't very good, and it stopped like making sense.
Yeah.
So I couldn't finish it.
Yeah,
so
we didn't finish it, yeah.
Stopped watching it.
Yeah, and we haven't seen the How to Survive a Zombie Holocaust. I don't even know what that is.
But this movie that he's done...
Is great.
Is fan-fucking-tastic. It's absolutely amazing. It's like the one of the best movies that I'll probably see all fucking year.
Yeah, I just got it. It's on Amazon on Blu-ray for like $12 right now.
Yeah, we just
It just came out this week. So a little quick thing about what it's about. I'll read the back of the box. High school is hell. Metal thrashing Brody is an outcast in a sea of jocks and cheerleaders until he meets a kindred spirit in a fellow metalhead, Zach. After starting their own band, Brody and Zach's resentment of the suburban wasteland leads them to a mysterious piece of sheet music said to grant ultimate power to whoever plays it. But the music also summons an ancient evil entity known as Aeloth the Blind One, who threatens to tear apart existence itself. Their classmates and family become inhabited by demonic forces, tearing out their own eyes and turning into psychotic murderers. And this is only the beginning. It's up to Brody, Zach, and their group of friends to stop a force of pure evil from devouring all of mankind. It's great. There's like a little quote on the back here. It says, a blood-soaked and hilarious horror comedy, Deathgasm, features an amazing original soundtrack, which is pretty fucking cool, by the way, of fist-banging metal and practical effects to satisfy metalheads and splatter fans alike. Deathgasm will gush bodily fluids, rain limbs, and tickle your funny bone before tearing it out and giving you a sick beating with it.
It does, too.
This movie's fucking great. It does that. It essentially follows these kids that play the Black Hymn. It's like a ancient music page that they found, and it turns everyone into demons, and all the effects are practical. There's some CG stuff in there, like when the guy turns into a demon.
A little bit, not too much though. It's mostly all
practical. There's a lot of practical effects. It's gory, I would say, like Peter Jackson's Dead Alive.
Yes!
It's like gory as fuck, like that.
That's what it reminds me of.
It also has a very strong Evil Dead feel, because in Evil Dead, they read the Necronomicon and zombie or deadites come alive. In this, they play a song and demons come out. There's one scene where a teacher is the demon and he farts and everyone starts laughing and then he just gushes buckets of blood out of his ass. And then he turns around and throws up blood all over this girl who, when he's done, she just goes, And she doesn't move. And he does it again. Oh, bloody poo flex. All over the place. Everyone's getting pink eye. They're all. That's why they're tearing their eyes out. They all have pink eye.
They all have pink eye.
There's a scene where people get beat with, where this super religious parents have this box of dildos in their closet, and they beat them to death with dildos and anal beads and shit.
Oh man, the way that they fucking shot that scene too, like some of it is in like
it's like slow motion and stuff.
Like, you know.
So when the double ended black dildo hits the guy in the face, it's slow motion and you see his whole face shift and stuff. And the movie's great. It got wicked fucking cool music. Like, it's not like death metal, like I can't even listen to this. It's like old school heavy metal with a little death metal in there. It's definitely like they have like in the you can see posters for Trivium and Gwar, and they're talking about all kinds of bands. They talk about Anal Cunt, which is a band that their CDs just say AC on them. but there's original music in it by bands. There's this scene when they're making that music video. And the keyboard player, who's the super nerdy one, who you said he looked like Daniel Radcliffe, he looked like a Harry Potter kid. They put a sword in the ground, and they're all being metal, and he starts jerking it off. And they just walk away. They're like, fuck off.
He's trying to be so fucking
metal. Yeah, gory as shit, fucking body parts everywhere. Tons of blood in this movie. It's British, so if you have a hard time with British accents, watch it anyway. Because it's cool.
Yeah.
But, guys, I know a lot of people who don't like British stuff because they have a hard time listening to them talk. The voices, they're really good at talking. It's not like it's hard to understand. It's not like super Cockney or something. It's really good acting. And you feel for the main character because he's that metalhead who gets made fun of in school and he gets beat up and his earring gets torn out and stuff. So he wants to fight back and, you know, it's cool.
Yep. Highly recommended.
Yeah. Deathgasm. If you go find it at Walmart, it's not called Deathgasm. It's like demon metal music or some stupid shit. They didn't think it was cool to put Deathgasm on their DVD wall. So, I just bought it on Amazon. It's too offensive. Yeah.
It is very offensive, actually.
It's a very offensive movie.
Obviously, you can tell it's offensive by the way we've described it. But
oh, yeah. And Death, just so you know. And Deathgasm is the name of their band, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah, people have asked me, like, is that like a sex move? A Deathgasm?
Oh,
is that like
God.
Stronger than an orgasm?
Oh,
like, no, that's
God.
The name of their band.
Come on!
Some people are stupid when it comes to sex stuff.
Some?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's like in Clerks 2 when the guy calls the other guy a cockstain, and that couple's like, what's a cockstain? Like, oh, that's some crazy white people shit. You want to do a cockstain when we get home? Like, just people don't know sex things. It's great. But that's Deathgasm. You have any more horror stuff? I know we were watching Ash vs. Evil Dead, but we're a little behind by some episodes.
We're behind on Ash vs. Evil Dead, and we're behind on American Horror Story Hotel.
That one's on a mid-season break.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, we're on point with that one. But Ash vs. Evil Dead, we're like 5 episodes behind.
I feel like we're behind on American Horror Story because it is on break, and that is cursing my soul right now.
We'll come back soon, though.
It needs to come back.
All the shows are starting to come back this month and next month, so it'll be back soon. We'll have more horror shit to talk about.
Yeah.
You'll have more horror stuff to talk about in a couple of weeks, because February is Women in Horror Month.
Yeah, I'm thinking about putting out my film, Awakening, for Women in Horror Month.
That'd be cool. Post it up on YouTube.
So, yeah, we'll see.
Yeah, we can start a Rira YouTube page.
Yeah, I'm thinking.
Yeah, that'll be good. No one's seen it yet. We've had it for almost a year now. We did it at the film festival.
We haven't had it for a year. We just showed it in October.
Yeah, but we filmed it in what, like June or July? Because we worked on it all summer.
Yeah, we did, that's true.
So,
no, it's been like 6 months.
Yeah, but people haven't seen it other than the people who went to the film festival, so that'd be cool to put it up.
So,
be a nice way to represent.
Yeah, anyway, thanks for listening, guys. We hope you enjoyed episode 30, so we will see you next week.
Yeah, we'll try to get on the regular schedule again.
We will be getting on a regular schedule again, so...
Cool.
Post that shit up, okay? Help us out. Let's get our listeners back and let's bring some new ones in.
Yes, definitely.
Fuck yeah.
Alright, see you guys later.
Bye.
If you want to keep up to date with the show, you can follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/RiraShow, Google+ at +Rira, and on Twitter at @RiraShow.
If you have any questions or comments about the show, you can email us at RiraShow@gmail.com or you can use #RiraShow. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes and make sure you leave us a sweet review.